This is TWiT.
You're talking about the iPhone 10. I have to show you this. Apple has, you know, in some ways become a fashion company and less of a technology company. I know every time I say this, it drives Apple fans crazy. And they say things like, yeah, well, what about the A11 Bionic chip or the amazing face recognition? Okay, fine. But if you can't get your calculator to add 1 plus 2 plus 3, what good is that? Right? Okay, maybe they're a technology company, but they are. This is, by the way, this bug, which is well-known in the iPhone, is because of looks, because of style, because of the animation. When you press the operator keys, notice the fade in and fade out. Well, the problem with that is when you're hitting numbers, if you don't pause for the fade in, fade out, they won't register properly. See, it did that right. 1 plus 2 plus 3 equals 6 if I do it slowly. But as soon as I go 1 plus 2 plus 3, 21. Wait a minute. 1 plus 2 plus 3, 23. Now, that's, I'm not doing it super fast either. It's just a bug. And now it's an easy bug to fix. You merely interrupt the animation when the next operand is hit, but they don't seem to understand that. I don't know. They don't care. This has been around for a while. Apple's put out 3 updates to iOS 11, hasn't fixed it.
So is that really a problem, or is it something that we wouldn't notice in any other phone if it wasn't
an iPhone? I'll tell you why it's a problem, Patrick. First of all, you should not use the Apple calculator, period. What if I say I'm going to add up 5 numbers on the Apple calculator, and I do it carefully so I don't get any errors, but at one point, one place, I type it a little too fast, an error is introduced that I will not see. I will get the wrong answer.
Of course. I understand it.
Well, don't do your taxes with the iPhone calculator then.
It's a problem because it's a manifestation of a shift at a company that had been producing world-class, best-in-class hardware for a very long time. And I would argue that we can argue all day long about this, but some of the changes to the OS, some of the changes to something stupid like Keynote, you know, that for whatever reason, functionality is being sacrificed for design across a lot of the interfaces on Apple's products. And I think that's a manifestation of a organizational problem internally within the company. Stuff should look good, certainly, and we should all enjoy using it. But if the functionality suffers, then eventually you wind up talking about it with Leo in front of an enormous worldwide audience. Who wants that?
Patrick, defend Apple.
Saying it's not happening now, but we have selective memory. It's happened many, many, many times over the history of Apple.
Oh, yeah. Or Intel. Decades. Remember, Intel made a chip that couldn't do floating point math at all. I mean, these things happen. I understand. That's a bug which Intel patched and fixed. I have to agree with Amy. Yes, it's a bug, but it's a bug that exposes an underlying flaw in how they're thinking about what they're doing. It's not about functionality. It's not about function anymore. It's about form. It's the Johnny Ivization of technology, and I'm not sure I'm crazy about that.
Well, and this is one of the apps that's been around since the beginning. And I would also add that people praised Apple for referencing Braun design on this calculator. So it's something that
that's a good point.
Dare I say iconic. I've used a lot of
you're right. It looks like a Braun. You're right. I forgot about that. Yeah.
So this is like one of the, I would say, most iconic apps on the iPhone because it's been around for so long and because it uses this this iconic, I guess, modern design. And so it's just a little bit weird to see a flaw or a blemish, of course, anywhere on an iPhone, but especially in something that has existed for so long that people have actually championed for a few years. So I don't know. Yeah, it's definitely unusual to see things like that. And I would say I notice more of them happening on iOS 11 than I have in years past. So, ever since I've updated, my phone's been just acting really buggy.
Yeah, there are lots of cosmetic errors in 11, I think.
Yeah, exactly. There's just a lot of inconsistencies. And, you know, even on the 10, you'll see inconsistencies, you know, when you mess with that phone.
I just have to point out, a calculator is the kind of thing you write in Computer 101 in high school. I mean, it's not a hard thing to get right. It's just a weird thing to get wrong.
It also, it's not just that they got it wrong. I mean, the part that bugs me is that, was there no QA? Like, was there no usability testing before that shipped? And if not, then that's a problem. But if there was, and somebody thought, well, but it looks cool, so...
Well, let's be fair. Let's go.
Come on. Honestly, do we need to go back to like Mobile Me and
No, this is current, Patrick. This is current.
No, but that's my point. It was, they did have significant issues in their design and in their software way before this, and they were much bigger. I mean, Mobile Me was a disaster. iTunes has bloated forever. Yeah. We're talking about these now as if it was new. They've always had significant issues.
Oh, okay. So your position is Apple's always sucked.
My position is that they've never been perfect, and that all of a sudden now, because you know, but I'm not seeing. Maybe we would need a scientific study on this, but I don't think I'm seeing more significant issues in the way Apple designs its software or even hardware than there were 10 years ago or 5 years ago or 20 years ago. And I, you know, we could lay out an entire list of gigantic blunders that either got fixed or they stuck to those, to their guns, in all of those years. So yeah, I'm skeptical about, and maybe I've gotten used to being skeptical about, oh, now Apple's going down the drain because this or that. So maybe it's an automatic response for me, but I'm still, you know, not sure that it's worse now than it's been before.
Well, Mobile Me was a big, huge, gigantic blunder. I guess what I have noticed is that the problems are more insidious. They're more sort of less of a massive catastrophe, if we put Mobile Me in the massive catastrophe realm, more sort of like sprinkled throughout all their products. And it just strikes me that design is being preferenced, you know, over basic functionality. And it makes me think that is anybody, you know, Apple used to be the user-centered design, the human-centered design, you know, capital, right? It makes me wonder if humans are still at the center of their, are still the center of gravity for them. And the way
so
that people
you're saying
use
is
their
they're
devices.
They're designing for the sake of design and not to make it useful for users
maybe.
Anymore.
Maybe, you know, I would say that there have been design choices that certainly make the application look crisper. And I'll go back again to Keynote. The new UI on the Keynote that shipped with High Sierra certainly looks good, but it's also not intuitive in any way. And a lot of the core functionality and some of the key transitions, just basic things, either got moved or removed. And so one has to wonder, you know, why sacrifice basic usability in exchange for looks? Or, you know, was that a conscious decision? Or has Apple maybe got folks over in the design shop that just have more leverage and pull over the usability people who hopefully are testing products before they go anywhere? I don't know.
That would be a weird circumstance if the UI, if the testers said, hey, came back to the designers and said, hey, did you see this problem? And they said, yeah, that's fine. We don't mind because it looks good.
Okay,
that
so
would
then
be bad.
But what else is to explain the calculator?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, either they have bad QA or user interface beats QA, trumps QA. Either way, it's not good.
I'm very curious to see once the new 10 is out, you know, what interesting, like, will that be a trend that continues? I'm curious.